Today's daf is Bechoris daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Zayin Amun Aleph on the top line. This month's shiurim again is sponsored Lila Nishbas Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtug, and Greenberg families. Okay, we continue now in the 8th Perek, which we started yesterday, Yesh Bechor Lenachla, as we have moved on from the first two topics in this Masechta. The first parak spoke about Bechor Behema Tmeya, all about Petach Hamor and what one has to do with the firstborn donkey. The second parak through the seventh parak was a larger, all about Bechor Behema Tahora, including in that are Mumin of Bechor Behema Tahora and other Karbanos, and related to that segued into Mumin of a person for a Kohen, but that was all of those prakim. Now we get into the eighth parak, Pidyon HaBen, and the ninth parak, which will be about Be'ez Hashem Meiser Behema. So we started discussing yesterday, the Mishnah spoke about different types of firstborns. Again, a regular firstborn, born to a man and a woman who have never had a child before, that boy is a Bechor for many different halachas. Bechor for getting a double portion, Lenachala, a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. Those are the two main halachas that are discussed in our Mishnah. But then there are unusual cases where there's a bechor for one and not for the other, or a bechor for neither, or a bechor for both. Those are the categories that are discussed in the Mishnah, which we'll refer back to today. But we up to the start with the top line on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Itmar, says the Gemara, Hayulo banim biyosa ove kochavim. Vinis Gayer. What is the halacha? If somebody has children when they are not Jewish, and then they convert. So physically he had children, but he didn't have Jewish children. So the question is, what is the halacha regarding Bechor? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein lo Bechor l'nachla. Rabbi Yochanan said that boy is considered connected to you somehow enough in that the next child that you have will not be a Bechor l'nachla. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, as we know from elsewhere, that a Bechor l'nachla has to be Rachis Ono, the first of the man's strength, the first child, and this is not the first child because he had a child when he was non-Jewish, and therefore the next child will not be a Bechor l'nachla. Rishlam Shimon Lakish Amar Yesh L'Bechor l'nachla. No, I disagree. Right, the child will be a Bechor l'nachla, even though he had a Bechor earlier. That is not called Rachis Ono. That's not called Rachis Ono. Again, we'll have to get to it in a couple of minutes. Is Rachis Ono something physical, right, or biological, or is it something halachic? That seems to be part of the issue behind Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So that is a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein lo b'chol l'nachla, doha havi le Rachis Ono. Shem Lakish Amar, Yesh lo b'chol l'nachla, Gershon Esgar, Kikaten Shenol Adami. Because Reish Lakish says, we don't look at what happened when he was not Jewish, because he is a new person. Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan, Shenolad, Dami. So that's a machlokas regarding the world of Bechor. And we're about to see, V'yazla Tamayu, this is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Lishitaso in the world of Puruvu in general. But even before that, just the Gemara quotes this, Gershon is Gayer, again, a number of times, it quotes this in Yevamah Staf Chafes, and it quotes it here. The Gemara never quotes a source for Gershon is Gayer, Gan Shenolad, Dami. Never quotes a source. Is that a svara? The fact that the Gemara doesn't quote a source sometimes dictates to us that it's a svara. That if somebody becomes Jewish, it's a whole new world. And you don't need a source for that. There is no source in Chazal. The Mefarshim, some of the Achronim, suggest a source. And even one of the Rishonim, the Tur, it's a remez. I wouldn't say it's a source, but it's a remez, according to the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim in Parshas Kisetze, on the pasuk of Lo Sate Mishpat Ger Yasom, right, which the Parshas is not talking about anything about this. Do not turn the judgment of a Ger Yatom, somebody who is doesn't have so many people to fight for them and to talk for them, right, don't rule for or against them, right, be honest in judgment. Lo Sate Mishpat Ger Yasom. But the Baal HaTurim says Ger Yatom is a remez of a ger, is called the yatom. V'lo amar ger v'yatom. Lo mar lacha ger shenis gair kan shenol adami. So that's a remez. It's a remez, the says the Baal HaTurim. The Chassam Sofer wonders about this, what the source is, but the Meshech Chachma has a second suggestion. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vaschanan says maybe the source is shuvu lachem la'ahalechem. After Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells all of Klai Yisrael, go back to your tents, and Ein Ohel Ela Ishto, which means go back to your family life, after 3 days of having been Poresh Min HaIsha, but wait a minute, now they had Halachas of Arayos, after getting the Torah, right, Lo Sinaf, and some of the people that were married were people who were married to Arayos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents themselves, right, were an aunt and a nephew in illicit relation. So how could they all go back to who they were married to? Shuvu lechem aleichem. It must be they're not related anymore. It must be Gershon is Gaia. That was Gerus. The source for Gerus is Maimon Har Sinai. And therefore, this is, this must be the source. Uladaiti pashut. It's not even a suggestion. It's simple, says the Meshech Chacham in his opinion. The Yatza Lahem, the Mistama, Hayli Yotzi Mitzrayim Nashim Harbe, Shahayim Meosan Shein Bnei Noach Musar and Alehen. There were many people married to women who Bnei Noach were not Musar on, right? We know there are differences between the Arayas of a non-Jew and the Arayas of a Jew. The Amram Yochiach, Shagot Aldor Hayav Naso Dodaso, Velachain Amru, Yuma, Behanachta Asiri Lo Prisi Behuv, Ayin Rashi, Bachu Ala Nosafos, Vimloi Regin Lohay Bochim, Vecham Rachman, Alachamatatur, Shuvalachan Alechem, Vein Alo Ala Ishto, Hare Elush and Nasu Krobosehem, Srichem Lifrash Mehem, Al Karcha Togeshen is Gayer, Kikatan Shenola Dami. It must be that is the source for this halacha. And then goes on. But again, Chazal don't give a makar. Which already points us to the direction that maybe it's a svara. Maybe it's a svara based on this pasuk, the Meshech Chacham would say. But that is the principle of Gershon is Gaia. And the Bali Musar pointed out it's Gershon is Gaia. Why doesn't it say Goyshon is Gaia? Ger, he's not a Ger yet, Shon is Gaia. Well, maybe somehow deep in the recesses of the neshama of this Ger, you know, he was always destined. He's always destined. Gershon is Gaia. It was already labeled a little bit beforehand. So that is the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish and a little bit about Gershon is Gaia. So now the Gemara says, though, it is Lishitaso, V'yazul Tamayu. It is machlokas Lishitaso, Ditzmar, because we have another machlokas from Yevamos, fascinating machlokas, Hoyelo Banim Biyosovig Ochavim in his Gaia. Again, a couple have children, or a man has a child when he was not Jewish, and then he converts. What about the mitzvah Peruvu? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem Permits Periviriv. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Makayim Perivu. Even though the children are halachically not related to you right now. Right? Makayim Perivu. Rabbi Shimon Malakash Amar, Lo Kiyem. Rabbi Shimon Malakash says, you are not Makayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem. Rabbi Yochanan says, you are Makayim Perivu. Lo Sohu Berala Sheves Yitzara. That the world was created to populate. We know Puravu is the mitzvah daraisa of having children. Lo Sohu Bara is the mitzvah darabanan to still populate the world even beyond a boy and a girl. Or two boys, according to Beit Shammai. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Yomakayim lo maisa lo sohu bara, which is, as we'll get to Hashem soon, more of a result-oriented mitzvah. Right now you have children in the world, and therefore it's enough. And that relates somehow to the mitzvah Puravu. Lo sohu is connected to Puravu, the Gemara is assuming. No, the children are not connected to you, and therefore you'd have to have other children after he becomes Jewish. So it's a machlokas about Bechor L'Nachla, and it's a machlokas about Peruvu. There's a lot to talk about, but let's just finish the sentence. V'tzrichem, we need this machlokas both by Bechor and by Peruvu. V'yitmar Baha Kamaisa, if I will only have the first machlokas by Bechor, where Reish Lakish says the first child born is a Bechor L'Nachla, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Baha Kamaisa Shem Lakish. That's where Reish Lakish says that the new child will be a Bechor L'Nachla. Mishum Deviyoso Avikachavim Blah B'nei Nachla Ninu. Because when they were not Jewish, so they were B'nei Nachla. The laws of Yerusha in the way that we have it did not apply. And that's why it makes sense. Maybe only there we would say that the boy, the first boy that you had when not Jewish is not the Bechor L'Nachla. Ava Baha Emimodi Le'le Rabbi Yochanan. T'lo So Bar L'Shevet Yitzara. But in the world of Peruvu, maybe it's good enough. Maybe lo so baro lamaisa, you populated the world, and therefore v'ha avilei sheves, and you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of sheves. Reish Lakish would agree. That's why you need the machlokas, kamashmal and the machlokas over there. V'yitmar baha, if you only have the machlokas by puravu, baha kam Rabbi Yochanan, maybe only there Rabbi Yochanan says that you have fulfilled it, because lo sohu bara. Aval baha emimod leder shemen lakish, but here by nachla, maybe you would agree that the next child is not a bachar l'nachla. Tzricha, that's why you need both of these shitas. Good. A number of points to make. First of all, the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes the Machlokas, who do we pass in like? Or Rambam, we generally pass in Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the Rebbe. Says the Rambam, adds in one word. Hayulo banim bigi yuso. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said he was mikayim the mitzvah of Puravu, right? That was Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and Rabbi Yochanan also said that he's not a bechor nachla because there is significance to the child that he had earlier. But the Rambam says, "Hayulo banim bigi yuso vinizgayer hu veheim." That's the Rambam's addition. You know, Rabbi Yochanan says, "You're mekayim this of Puravu only if the children also convert, not only if the father converts, if the children convert." And again, the Rambam Mastama takes it as ever pasha, that that's what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. You mekayim the mitzvah. And then he talks about, if not, okay, difference between avdus and gius. But the Magen Mishnah says here, on this Rambam, says the, let me just find the line. Shamachlokas Rabbi Yochanan Vishlakash, Viaduah Shalach Rabbi Yochanan, Apirish Rabbeinu Shabbanim Nizgayru Gamkein, Vinachonhu, Shem Lokain, Hayamachuyav Lisa Kade Liyos Lobanim Yisraelim, Velo Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Debabanim Goyim Dailo. Right, says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says that Misvar is impossible, that the Rambam would say that having the non-Jewish kids would be Yotzi the mitzvah of Puravu. That is the Rambam. If you look at the Tosfos and Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis, it seems pretty clearly against the Rambam. And the Chelkas B'Chokei points out that Rov Rishonim seems to be against the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon says, if they don't convert, he has a diak in the Gemara, he says that if they don't convert, then even Reish Lakish would be Modeh, that he was Makayim, Puravu. If they don't convert, right, because then they are the same as he was when he had them. That's what the diak of the gra in the first simon in Eben Ha'ezer. Again, not the maybe not the pashtus of our discussion. Sifkatan Yud Zayin here in Eben Ha'ezer. He says, "Alam Mishum Geiruso Atzma Lo Kima Dibinachriyuso Afrish Lakish Moda." El the Palig Mishum Geirus Habanim Davik Ilu Mesu Habanim Dikakat and Shenola Dami. When they convert, now they're no longer related to you, but originally, when you had them and they didn't convert, so they were connected to you, and therefore, at the time, you would have been Yotzi. Okay, but either way, this is that's the Gros Ha'ara. But the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. Hayilo banim biyoso akum v'nizgayer huvehem arizakiyim mitzvazu. That is the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph Sif Zayin. The Beis Shmuel says right here, Ava got the kaimelon gershin is garkon shenola dami. Right, even though we pass Gershon is Gayer, right? So how could it be what Reish Lakish said? Mikomakam kivet de binachruso kvarkim puravu de oz hayazaro miyuchasacharav v'lachin hupater. That's what Tosva says. Because at the moment that he had them, they were miyuchas after him, and therefore that's fine. That's all you need. He says ayin choshe mishpat leinyan bechora kasha gamki goshizu v'sham lo shach teretzeh. Okay, he quotes that Mashri Tosfos Dafil alone is garbana v'imok Makayim Puravu. Right, he quotes this that diag that we just said. Sounds like from Tosfos that even if they didn't convert, you're Makayim Puravu. But the Mechaber passes like the Rambam and the Tur that Dafka Nizgayru banim. Good. And then that is one discussion. Another interesting discussion is based on the Turei Evan. The Shagas Aryeh in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafres, asks, so how do we understand this shita of when one is in a state of Ptur, then one is not mitzuveh or might have been Mekayim anyway? Meaning, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. When a guy, let's assume a guy is not mitzuveh on Puravu. Okay, the Gemara discusses it in Sanhedrin, but let's assume that. So 1 minute. Why is this Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah? Remember the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah. If somebody eats a matzah when he's a shota, he's not yotze, the mitzvah matzah. Only if he ate it when he was sane. So ask the Turi Evan, don't you see from that Gemara that if you do a mitzvah in a state when you are not chayiv in the mitzvah, then you're not mekayim in the mitzvah. So what, that lemaisa you ate it, then it's in your stomach now. But if you ate the matzah when he was a shote, so then he's not yotzei. So why would you be mekayim the mitzvah? What's the difference between being a shote, which is putter from mitzvos, and a guy who's putter from the mitzvah peravu? How can he be yotzei that mitzvah? Amai Makayim Puravulu, Rabbi Yochanan, Bibonim Shailo Begiuso, Habosa Shal, Lav Barchiyev Puravu, Vaviim Kain, Osen Bonim, Lo Alulo Patu, Lachashnasa, Barchiyev, then Lachashin is Gayer, Kita Omar Gabe Matza, Timachlu Bishar Shain Barchiyev, Lo also Lo Patu, Lachashnasa Bochiyev. So how do you get out of that question? So you unless you say, says the Shagas Aryeh, that maybe it's not a din of Ptur, it's a din of Shota. Rather, if the Gemara there is not about just in a state of not chayev, but it's in a state of not sane, then a goy is different. A goy is not a shota. You could do a maisa, a physical act that could turn into a halachic act. So, says the Turi Evan, maybe that's the difference, that the issue there is about shota and not about ptur. The guy is in the world of it, but mitzad, a Jew, once he becomes Jewish, then he looks at that state earlier as if he was in a state of tour. So that was his kasha. So unless you say that's different, or the second answer is maybe Lashevis is different. Right, that's the second suggestion that the Turi Evan has. Maybe Yechidam, usually in a state of Tur is a problem, but Lashevis is different because Lashevis is based on the result, and you have populated the world, Lamaisa, and that continues even after he's in the state of Chiv, and therefore that would be different. That's similar, again, he says the Dafka about Lashevis, the Menchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Aleph, says it, he generalizes it a little bit. So he says any mitzvah that his drawn out, not a one-time event, you know, would be in this category also. Ulfi says the Menchas Chinuch, Ulfi Mashakasan, Relokashemidi, Tibishlama Matzah Velulav, Tiyatza HaMitzvah Kisha Achala Matzah Onata Lulav, Akin Shapir, Inata Loachal Besayish Shaya Potter, Eina Potter, Lesvanachiv. It's done. Aval Hacha, Tahamitzvah, He Bechol Rega, Vahamitzvah Sheyihiulo Banim, the mitzvah is every moment. The mitzvah is to have children, Im Kain. Right, just to add, Rachman al-Aslan, if a person's children predecease him, then there's a question in the poskim. Right, and they don't have children themselves, it's not just at the moment of birth. Right, it continues. So, imkein begeruso, ba'ei shechal alav achiyiv mekayim, mitzvah peri verivya. There are yeish lo banim. Ve'nonu tzrichim lavo machmas kiyim ha-mitzvah demitchila. You have to think about what you did earlier at the moment of tour. Ta'afim kiyim ha-mitzvah mitchila lo mahani ba'i lo banim ha-meisu. Rakeker ha-mitzvah shiyu lo banim yis-yachsu acharav. Barihu makaima ka'es. Verak hechsher mitzvah nase b'ptur. Right now you have them. Even though beforehand when he calls the bia maybe was a hechsher mitzvah. The birth was a hechsher mitzvah. Right, that's what he relates to earlier. He relates to earlier that we paskin that even if somebody has a mamzer, they're makan mitzvah puravu. So the Menchas Chinuch says, it's mitzvah baba vera. How could you be yotze the mitzvah in that way? So he's relating it to the same point that yes, even if that was ba'avera, that the mitzvah is not only from that point. Yeah, it was notzar ba'avera, but that doesn't make you not yotze the mitzvah of mitzvah haba ba'avera. The ikar is the banim, and at that moment, like avera klal, that's what he said earlier in this same piece. And b'shasa mitzvah like avera klal kugon b'hotzi matzah. Right, it's similar. He compares it to the case where you carry matzah through Rosh Hashanah and then you eat it at your seder. You're to the mitzvah. You did an avera. That's not the same as stolen matzah. Right there, it's the chefs is labeled. That's the Yerushalmi. There's a difference between carrying matzah out. You did an avera. So that's what he compares this to. That you did an avera. Even though at the end he leaves it just very un-minchas chinuch like. After coming up with this halachic point, he says, but I find it hard to accept that you be yotze the mitzvah with this. Ubalav hachi with this child of mamzeris. Ubalav hachi tzarachian gadol eich yotze dechavaso beben kazeh shemar bepsulim beYisrael eich yotze dechova bevlan mamzer laharbos mamzerim. So again, nothing against the mamzer, but just how could you be yotze the mitzvah? So he just leaves that as a pella in his eyes. Good. And this of course relates, and this will continue. This of course relates to the point that Tosus makes, and Rabbi Yosef Engel expands on in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, where the Mishnah there, you remember, Mishnah talks about, you have the impossible case of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschorin. A woman who's stuck, who can't get married, because she's half free and half not free. So what does she do? So you can't leave her in the state. So Beis Hillel says, she serves her master one day, and she serves herself another day. And Beis Shammai says, and Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai eventually, that can't be, because who she's supposed to marry? Can't leave her in this state, she can't marry anybody, and you can't just leave her and not get married. Why? Because the Mishnah says, V'halolo nivra ha'olam, melo peri verivya. The world was created for Puravu, Shene Emar, and what should the Mishnah say? Puravu. But the Mishnah says, Shneamar lo soho bara la sheves yisara. And Tosfos asks, and the other Rishonim may ask, why does the Mishnah quote lo soho? Why does it quote a pasuk in Yeshayo when it could quote a pasuk in Bereishis in Perek Aleph or Perek Beis? That's Tosfos' kasha, Gittin Mem Aleph. Hadulo naka krad de puravu, mishum di'i havi yochal lekayim sheves kol dehu, mishum mitzvahs puravu lo havi kaifinan lei. Because Tosfos says, we wouldn't force the second Adon to free the other part of this Shifcha just for the Mitzvah Puravu. We would only force him to free for L'Sheves. That's why Dafka says L'Sheves. V'acha kaifin olay, Tosfos doesn't really explain. Right? Why would we force to free for L'Sheves, not for Puravu? So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel comes in and says, there are different types of Mitzvahs. There are, just to reformulate his yesod, there are miso-oriented mitzvahs and result-oriented mitzvahs. Bein adam la-makom, bein adam la-chavero. And by a miso-oriented mitzvah, Hashem, it's different than a result. Right? Miso-oriented mitzvah, Hashem's not, the way that it's formulated sometimes is it ki'ilu you did it? Or Hashem can't give you that credit, he's just not gonna fault you for it. When it comes to result-oriented mitzvah, I didn't do the mitzvah of Achrasas Archim. I didn't go visit the sick. So why? Because something came up. So we're not going to be faulted, but you can't get the credit. You didn't do it. By lulav, by matzah, v'chulu, okay, kilu, you know, you could get the credit even. The way Rabbi Yosef Engel himself says it is a little differently. He says, when you have a situation of ones, does that remove the chiyuv, or does that poter the chiyuv? Meaning, when you are chayev to do the mitzvah of lulav, and then you're ba'ones, you have no money, so then he says, Hashem can say, ki'ilu, you're not chayev. Rachmana patri, there's no, the hafkos achiyev. But when there's a chiyev to visit the sick, when there's the chiyev of ben adam l'chavero, you can't remove that chiyev. Right? That chiyev is there, you just, you know, you're not going to be faulted for it, for the unfulfilled chiyev. Again, that's a chiluk between different categories of mitzvahs. So that's what he quotes our Tosfos. That's the difference between Puravu and L'Sheves. L'Sheves is more in category two. It's more of the result, more of the relating to others, because it's about L'maisa, populating the world. Right? It's not just about having the child. And therefore, we wouldn't have forced for Puravu, because Puravu, there would be hafkas achiyev. There wouldn't be any chiyev. What do you have to force to free? But L'Sheves, there would be an unfulfilled chiyev. Right? And therefore, we would for, again, you wouldn't be faulted for it, but it would be an unfulfilled chiyev, and therefore, there would be a reason to force. That's what he says. Again, he says, mitzvos ben adam l'makom, and mitzvos ben adam l'chavero. He says, ma'akeh priyas balcho v'chadom, and he compares L'Sheves to that. Okay, well, we could go through that more, but let's leave that for now. So we have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in two places. Number one, by Bechor, and number two, by Puravu. So we continue now, Tznan. So we're going to relate this to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, beginning of the parak yesterday, Mishai lo hayu lo banim, v'nasa isha shekar yalda, a man never had any children before, he marries a woman who had children, oda shivcha v'deshtachra, oda v'deshtachavim nizgaira, she had children before she became Jewish, or free, umishabasa li Yisrael yalda, and when she came to Yisrael yalda bechor, then she has a child. So what is that child considered? So the Mishnah says, bechor l'nachla v'ne bechor l'kohen. It's a bechor l'nachla, because it's the first child that the man has, but it's not a Bechor LaKohen, because the woman already had a child before. It's not Petarechem. So Yol Demiman. So who is this woman, who is this man? And who is this relationship in between that the Mishnah is talking about? Ilema mi Yisrael Shaloha Yolo Banim. Is this a Jew? A full Jew who never had a child? And he is being with a woman who already had a child when she was not Jewish. So my Arya Gioris Veshivcha. I feel about his old Nami. What do you have to come up with the unusual case of Gioris? Just say a man marries a woman who was married before. A Jew. Still, his son is Bechor L'Nachla. And not Bechor L'Kohen. So, it has to be something more unusual. El La Miger. It must be talking about, no, it's talking about a couple. A non-Jewish couple who had children before. Now they convert and now they have children again. That must be the case. And even though this man had a child before, when he was not Jewish, it says, right, Reish Lakish, Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, la'olam Yisrael shelo ha'ilabanim. It's the regular case, regular Jew, Yisrael shelo, nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's talking about a case of a Jew who never was married before, never had children. And the first sad of Bechor la'nachla is not the Chiddush. Because you're right, that could have been about anybody. The Chiddush is the second half of the statement, that if this man has a child, the child is not a Bechor LaKohen. What's the Chiddush? Lafuki mid Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Going against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who argued in yesterday's Mishnah. The Omar Bechor LaNachla ulaKohen. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, even if a woman had a baby when she was non-Jewish, and she converts, that child needs Pidyon HaBen. Right, Bechor LaKohen. Shneamar Petarechem Be Yisrael, Achi Yiftru Rechem, Mi Yisrael, Kamash Volandalo, and that's the Chiddush of the Tanakama, against Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Tashma, let's try another Raya, from another part. Hayulo Banim Biyoso of the Gochavim, Bin Isgaya, Yishla Bechol and Achala, of the Farish, right? If he had children, when he was not Jewish, and he converted, so that child is a Bechor l'nachala. Seems to be Beferish, like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Ravina, Vitamer Rav Acha, Havadir, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihu. No, that also would be following Rabbi Yossi Aglilihu's opinion. To Amar Peter Rechem be Yisrael, Achi Yiftu Rechem be Yisrael. He says it by Pidyon HaBen, but the Yalef Ihu Minadida. We would learn Pidyon HaBen to Nachla. And that would also be Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. Look at Rashi for a minute. Minadida, ki heichi de la gaba, lo chashivi banim rishonim, vahave hai peterechem dechziv bi Yisrael. Just like regarding her, Pidyon HaBen, it's called peterechem because it's the first one born when she was a Jew. Legabe nami, lo chashivi rishonim, vahave hai rishis ono. Right, and therefore, this also would be like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Rabbi Yochanan would say that I don't follow Rabbi Yisrael Lili, I follow the Rabbanan. There is a question here, the Reishis Bikurim is mayor this, and that is how much are categories tally on physical experiences, and how much are they tally on halachic? Meaning, Gershon is Gaya Kanshin Oladami. For sure, that generally only affects halachic realities. Right, it's a chiddush to say that Rabbi Yisraeli says peterechem we would have thought is a physical reality, the first child coming out of the womb. What is Rabbi Yisraeli machadish to us? It's a halachic reality. Peterechem be Yisrael. Right, that's very different. Generally, though, the Reishis Bikurim points out that we would not say Gershon is gan kashen ol dami says the child is mamish born regarding all physical realities. Well, v'yani is daiti nira the bedavar atali beteva haguf. Lo shayak kachanchen oladami to had the next shav kachanchen oladami mishush nichlas aklujis Yisrael the kibol nefesh Yisraelis ach mikomakom aguf betivo lo nishtana. But he says, what's the raya? He quotes the gemara Yivam Estaf Samach. If Rav Shimon bar Yochai shita, I was once asked Akasha about this shita lamaisa. Right, a woman converts when she's less than 3 years old. She mutaris l'kohen. Right, a giyaris is not mutar l'kohen. So, but Rav Shimon bar Yochai says yes. If she is a Giyoris less than 3 years old, she's Muteres Lakuna, because Rashi explains, Lo machzakina lavizona. Right? We don't assume that anything happened before she was 3 years old. Mashma, what's that mashma? That if she was Nizgayer after 3 years old, right, she's Asura because Choshesh Liznus. Choshesh Liznus. What do you mean? Gershon Nizgayer, Ganshin Oladami. The answer is, that doesn't change physical realities. The goof was not nishtana, and therefore we wouldn't go that far. So again, whenever you would say that it would affect, that has to be affecting the halachic and not the the physical. The Chashuke Chemed here also has a related question. A guy who had a miracle happen to them when they were not Jewish, and they converted, and now they passed the place where the nes occurred. Did they say chayev asher l'arayt shasali nes b'makom hazeh? Am I li still? Am I the same person? Shasali nes b'makom hazeh, or maybe kachin oladami ein lo kol kesherim koma sha'avar b'yoso nachri. So he quotes. No, he quotes from the Chavos Yair. Chavos Yair in Siman Ayin Tes. We'll have Bezra another one a little bit later. Chavos Yair says, if you borrow money when you're a guy and then you convert, you don't own the money again. If you steal something when you convert. And of course not. Certain things all carry over. Right? Certain things carry over. Eino lagamri kagan shenolad. Right? And therefore, in this case too, he would, the Chachugi Chemed were paskin, then of course you say the bracha. He says, as it says by Yonah, v'yizbechu zevach Lashem, v'yidru nidarim, right? The malachim, the sailors, gave nidarim, so l'chora, that would still apply. And then he brings a raya. Od raya efshal lahavi. And Yisro says, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Eschem. Right, so maybe that Yisro himself. Okay, it's related to the realities that are not based on physical, but halachic, that's what Gershon's Geyer affects, but not physical realities. Okay, we continue. Amar Avada Bar Ava. Rather, Ava makes the following statement with a machlokas about what he means. Levia Sheyalda Bina Pater Meheslan. Abbas Levi has a son. That child, as we paskin, is not Chayiv and Pidyon Aben. Diyaber Miman. Who did this Levia? Who's the father? If the father is according to a Levi, then for sure, that's Davar Pashit. She doesn't have to be a Leviya. Ela diyaber mi Yisrael. It must be that it's Yisrael Shabbat a Leviya. So Gemara asks, L'mishpachosei and L'mishpachosam L'vesavosam ksiv. But doesn't everything always go by the father? Patrilineal, halacha goes by that. To be Jewish, you go by the mother. But within Shevet and all other yichus issues goes by the father. So here, why isn't this boy Chayiv and Pidyon Aben? The father's Yisrael. So, machlokas. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says what Rav Ada meant was the Aber Miyovi Kochavim. The case is where if he became this Aber from a guy, the father was a guy. So in that case, in that case, he's more kashur. Rashi has a lashon here. He's more kashur to the aim because the father has no yichus, right? The lesli chayit lagabi Yisrael v'shayecha ben basar aim Yisraelis tfei mi basar avu avikachavim hilchach pater. That's what you're pater in that case. We are a guy. If the father's a guy, then there'll be pater. Amar papa the yarmi avikachavim v'lo tema aliba diman de amar ein mizahamin esavlad. And it's not only according to the opinion in Maseches Yevamos that ein mizaham in aslav, we don't reject the child, meaning the child is not a mamzer. Elafilu man darmer mizaham in aslavlad. Machlokas tanam there, whether a goy habal basi yisrael avlad mamzer or not, meaning is mamzeris tali on e tfisas kiddushin, where there's no tfisas kiddushin there, or is mamzeris tali on arayos? And it could be that a goy with a basi yisrael is not called arayos. Right, that's a discussion there in Yevamos Adaf Memhei. But even according, if you want to say that the child would be a mamzer, Levi Pasul Mikri. Right, it's still called Levi Pasul. The child's Jewish. And therefore, there will still be a chiddush of saying this halacha. So that is all the first shot. Rav Papa says that's what Rav Ada Bar Ava meant. We paskin that if the mother's a Yisraelis, not a Leviya, then there would be a chiyuv of Pidyon Aben, even if the father's a goy. A goy abal bas Yisrael for Peter Rechem, there would be a mitzvah, a pigeon of it. Mar breder of Yosef Amar Mishrei the Rava la'olav the Abrami Yisrael. Really, it's Yisrael abal abas Levi. V'shaini hasam. Aye, but what? And according to Rav Papa, interestingly, according to Rav Papa, it could be that Yisrael haba al Leviya would be chayv and pigeon of it. Right, but we don't pass in that way. Mar breder of Yosef lo'olav the Abrami Yisrael. V'shaini hasam da makra Peter Rechem, but Peter Rechem talu Rachmana. They're first telling on the woman. Pidyon Aben is totally on the woman. L'mishpachosam l'vesavosam goes by the man, but Pidyon Aben is totally on the woman, and therefore there is would not be a mitzvah here by a bas levi. So now we have two machlokas within what Rav Ada Bar Ava meant. So now let's see how our Mishnah could affect this machlokas. San bishay lo banim benasi isha shelo yalda. Niskar muberes v'shtachrim muberes v'yalda. He now all the following cases you have sveikas. He v'kohenes. He v'leviya. He v'isha shekvar yalda. All these cases, you have a suffix about if this child is chayev. V'chein mi shelo shasa acharei baila gimel chadashim. Right, you don't know who the father is. She didn't wait the months of havchana. V'nesi si yalda. V'en yadua im ben tesla rishon im ben shevel acharon. All these cases, b'char la kohen v'en b'char la nachala. B'char la kohen, all these cases, because you're not sure, so we have to make sure, but not b'char la nachala. Michlab, what do you see from there? What are the studded to say maybe there's no chiyuv? Michlab, tekun of Leviya, or to Kohenes v'Leviya would be Pturin. Right, that's what is clear from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the Shalah got mixed up with a Kohenes, with a Leviya. So again, Diaber Miman, who is the father in those cases where there would be a Ptur? Elam Diaber Mikoin V'Levi. If that's the father, Yachim Ma'ariya Kohenes Leviya, Bilabas Yisrael Nami, as we said earlier. Ela Diaber Mi'obikachavim. So maybe that the case is in the Mishnah is like Rav Papa's case of a guy is the father. So Kohenes Ptura in that case. V'yamar Rapava Bataklon Rabba. Rabba tested us. Kohenes Shazam Yovikachavim Mahu. V'yamino Le. And I said to him, Lav Haino de Ravada Barava. Isn't that Ravada Barava's case? The Amar Levia Shayolda Bara Padam Yicham Islam. Isn't that the case? V'yamar Le. And he said to me, no, Hachiashto, wait. Bishlama, there's a difference between the case of Levia and the case of Kohenes. It's not the same thing. Bishlama Levia in an ironic direction. Bishlama Levia Bikdusha Zakaima. A Levia still has her Kedusha after being Nivala Lapasala, Titania Levia Shinishbeso and Shinivala's Bilas Nus, Noslaman Maisav Ochela, she can still have Maisar Rishon, she's still considered a Levia, Ela Kohenes, because the Kohenes has such high level Kedusha, Abbas Kohen, Kivan Di Bala Havile Zara, she becomes a Chalala like a Yisraelis, so Havile Zara, so, and therefore her child would be Yisrael. So maybe there, we would be a chiyuv in five slim, right? So therefore there'd be a difference between a Kohenes and a Leviya. Let's just finish the whole sentence and then we'll comment. This all works out according to the second shot of Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Who's mokim Rav Ada Bar Ahava as the Amar di Aber Mi Yisrael. So mukila b'di'i Aber Mi Yisrael. So he says that's the Yukimta. El al Rav Papa b'may mukila. But according to Rav Papa, he holds that Yisrael habal Kohenes and Leviya chayiv in pidyon. Right, so that's against what Rabbi explained. So my answer: La olam diaber mi kohen vihi bas Yisrael v'yamai kari la kohenes dibna kohen. Really, it means the father was a kohen, and we said, and she's a bas Yisrael, not a kohenes. Why is she called a kohenes here? Because her son is a kohen, because the father was a kohen. But again, it would not be a problem with what Rabba said. This yesod, which again is halacha lemaisa between Levi and Kohenes, is something that we quote in a different context. But here it is, Bechoras Mem Zayin. The Meshech Chachma made this Gemara famous, right? The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beshalach, where Meshech Chachma discussed the Shita of the Rambam. Why the Shita of the Rambam? Why does the Rambam say Nilchus Beis Abchira? That the first Kedusha Rishona was Kishel HaShaita v'lo Kishel HaSilavo, and the Kedusha Shania was Kishel HaSilavo, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash is forever, because the Shechina is Eina Batela. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Rishona was Batel, the Kedusha Shania was Kayim. Why? Because the Kedusha Rishona was based on Kibush, and the second Kedusha, the Rambam says, is based on Chazaka. And therefore, settlement is everlasting, while kibush can be undone. And all the mafarshim, starting with the Kesef Mishnah, try to deal with what is the explanation of the Rambam, why is chazaka any greater than kibush? So almost all of the pshatim somehow say that the second kibush, the second going settlement is greater. Chazaka is better than kibush in terms of being eternal. It's you had permission, there's a Tosfos Yontif in Idios, and many different pshatim given how it's better. Of Salvechik, if the Kedusha went from within to without, instead of without to within, right, it's not Yoshua going in with the Aron and getting closer and closer and closer to get in. Ezra first went to the Beis HaMikdash, then it radiated out. So the second Kedusha was a harchava of the Shechina, and that's why it's everlasting. But all the pshatim have one thing in common. The chazaka is greater somehow. The Meshech Chachma is exactly the opposite. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach says, no, the first one was greater. And that's why it was lost. That's why it was lost. Because the greater they are, the harder they fall. And the more fragile something is, right, the larger the balloon, the greater the pop it makes. So really the first one with the Nisim and with the Aron, that was a much stronger, more intense Kedusha. And therefore, that Kedusha was like a Kohenes. And a Kohenes, when a Kohenes Nivala Lapasala, she becomes like a Zara, like a Yisraelis. A Leviya is not so much. Leviya was like the second one. So it lasts, because it's not so fragile to begin with. So he brings this. There are two mashalim that he brings. He brings this Gemara, Bechoras Bem Zayin, and he brings a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos about the kedusha of the cloth underneath the letters and in the margins. How you could lose the kedusha underneath the letters, even though the margins never had a higher level of kedusha, and that could stay. He gives uses these two as mishalim, but that's his svar for the Rambam, and he ends off with do ketev, and I think this is very true. Again, it's in Bishalach, Perek on Ayavar Amcha Hashem, Tesvav Tezayin. Again, a very yesodistic meshachachma. Good. We paskin like Mar Breid Rav Yosef, as we know here, in even though the Gemara defended Rabbah, but we pass him like Mar Breid Rav Yosef, that Yisrael Haba'a Leviya, or a Kohenes, they're both Pater. They're both Pater from Pidyon HaBen. A Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael, right? That's what Tosfos says in Mar Breid Rav Yosef, Kavasei Paskinon, V'yahasam Chinan Hashtar Leftar Ben Leviya, V'Kohenes Eishes Yisrael, Mechamesh Slaim. That is what we paskin. A Goy Haba'a Leviya, is a Petura, a boy of Baal Kohenes, a goy of Baal Kohenes, that's the difference. That would be Chayav Liftos, like the Gemara says. Good. Let's continue. Itmar. Get a lot more. You have to Chazer Pidyon HaBen Kel Chasa, all of the different, details of the situations. Itmar, Kohen Shemeis V'Niach Ben Cholol. A Kohen that was with a Grusha. A Kohen that was with a Grusha says his child is not a Kohen. His child is a Yisrael, is a Cholol. But the question here is, the father, who usually has the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, is no longer alive. So, Kohen Shemeis V'Niach Ben Cholol. So, Machlokes, Rav Chisda Amar HaBen Chayev Liftos Es Atzmo. The Ben is Chayev to be put to himself. Right? Why? Because the child's a Yisrael. So what? His father's a Kohen. But the child's a Yisrael. Right? Rashi says on top, Ben Cholol Ki Yisrael Dami V'Chayev V'Chora. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Ein Chayev Liftos Es Atzmo. He does not have to be pode himself. He could be mafrish and then keep the money for himself. Just like the father could have done. Right? The father was a Kohen. So even if the father would have had the chiyuv of a Pidyon HaBen for his son who's a Yisrael, he's a Kohen. He could have kept the money because he's a Kohen. So the son doesn't have to do anything more than the father would have done, and therefore he could be mafrish and then keep the money. So says the Gemara, Kol hecha demeis ha'av la'achar shloshim, if the father was alive by day 30 when the chiyuv kicked in, to kuliyama lo pligi, dina ben chayav liftos es atzmo. Then for sure the son could keep. Even Rav Chisda would agree. Shari zacha aviv bepidyono. And the son just yarshes basically what the father would have had to do, and therefore the son could keep the money. Ki pligi hecha demeis ha'av betosh shloshim yom. If the father died before the chiyuv really kicked in, so to speak. Rav Chisda Amar HaBen Chayev Liftos Es Atzmo Dehalo Zacha Aviv LePidyono. The father was not Zocha. The father never had the mitzvah yet. And therefore you can't say the limited mitzvah transferred to the son. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Ein HaBen Chayev Liftos Es Atzmo. Why? De Amar Le Asina Mikoach Gavra Delo Matzis Lishtayu Adina Bahadei. I'm coming, flowing from someone who you, a potential other Kohen, wouldn't have been able to say anything to the father. The root of the chiyuv starts with the father, and therefore, even though technically he wasn't chayiv yet, but my whole essence, my whole mitzvah is coming from him, and therefore there is a p'tur. There is another chavos yar. We don't have the time to read it right now. In Kuf Yud Gimel, he brings a raya from this Gemara about what happens if after 10 years of a kohen acting like a kohen and he's got a lot of pidyon habens, we find out that he's not a kohen. Well, he's not a kohen. So what's the halacha? So the Chavos Yar says, even though we paskin by karbanos, by avoda, bidi eved, upal yadav tirtzeh, the avoda was okay, you don't have to do the avoda again. All the people who the kohen brought karbanos for, it's not avoda psula, but by pidyon haben, it didn't work. It's a special din by karbanos, and the money goes back. It's not ki'ilu. You can't say ki'ilu here. And therefore, it's, again, it has to be, that's why they say the Vilna Gaon, every time he met a new kohen, he was po to himself again. He was a Kohen, because he didn't know who was a Kohen Muchzak, and so he kept giving whenever he met another Kohen, just to be safe, to be extra safe. Okay. But this is the Machlokas of Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Tanan, Nisgaira Mu'uberes Becharla Kohen. If a woman converted while she was pregnant, and then she has the child once she's Jewish, she became pregnant when she was not Jewish, Becharla Kohen. So that child needs pidyon haben. But one second, the child's father is a goy. V'yamai lema le asina mikoach gavra delo matzis l'shtayu dina b'adei. Why don't we say my father didn't have a chiyuv, so I shouldn't have a chiyuv? Right? Isn't pigeon a ben all flowing from the father? So Gar says, Shani Ovik Chavim de Les Lechayas. No, in Ovik Chavim, Lagaba Yisrael, he's not connected. You can't say Mikoach this, right? Once he becomes Jewish, Rashi Kanchanola Dami. And therefore, he can't use this type of halachic principle of I'm coming from someone who you wouldn't be able to have a din with. I think I mentioned in past years, the Shemana Tov in the first volume notes why Cham was cursed with Avdus. Why Davka Cham was cursed with Avdus. Because Cham rejected the family covet, right? He didn't have covet for his father. And he was mizalzel his father. So he cursed him with Avdus, who an Eved ain't lochayis, has no family. So you don't connect with your family, so you're not going to have your family, right? And that's why the emphasis at the Pesach Seder is family, because that's the night where we became Bnei Chorin, and the simon of a Ben Chorin is a family connection. An Eved ain't lochayis, as the Gemara here says, Goy ain't lochayis, but an Eved ain't lochayis. So that's why he couldn't curse him to be Ovik Ochavim, he could curse him to be an Eved. And that's the because of what he did, Mida Kenegad Mida, and the Pesach connection. Amar Rabbi Shimon Yasinia, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Kohen Shemais Bedok Shloshim, Viniach Ben Chalo. As we said before, a Kohen that dies within 30 of the Bechalo, HaBen Chayav of those is Atzmo, Shlo Zacha BePidyono. He has to redeem himself, like Rav Chisda said. Meis Lakha Shloshim Yom, Ena Ben Chayav of those Atzmo, Shari Zacha Av BePidyono. Find the sheet of Rav Chisda. V'chein, Mishalosha Asachri, Bailo Shloshim Chadashim V'chulu. So the Mishnah also had the case of Safeg, where you don't know who the father is. So B'chol HaNachalohu Delo Havei, HaKapashit Shakil. Right, mashma from the Mishnah, that this child who you don't know who the father is, doesn't take a double portion. Because you don't know if he's the Bechor or not. But mashma that he does take a regular portion. Right, a single portion, like a brother. So Amai, why? You have two sets of brothers here. First husband and second husband. Amai lezel lagabei hai velitche, lagabei hai velitche. Each of the sets of brothers should say, well, you're not our brother. Maybe you belong to the other family. You're right. We're talking about the one that comes after him. This next one, who you know who the father is, he's not a Bechor L'Nachla, because either way, the older brother might be his older brother, and therefore he cannot take a double portion. So why can't these two boys just give each other's power of attorney? And therefore they'll go to each one and like, well, it's either mine or his. And therefore you have to give us. Right? One of us is the Bechor. We're going to write later on that if there is a Harsha, that is possible in the Ukintas of the Mishnah. So Messiah Lele Rabbi Yanai, Tom Rabbi Yanai, Hukru Lebasof Nisarvu Kosvan Harshal Zelazeh. If they once knew who they were, their identities, then you can write a Harsha because each one can say it's either me or him. Lo Hukru Lebasof Nisarvu, but if they never knew their identities, and Kosvan Harshal Zelazeh. So that's too vague to write a Harsha for, right? Why Rashi says, the Lo Haisa Lahem Zachiyah Me Olam Benichse Aviv. They never had that Zachiyah. And therefore, you can't say, well, one of us is going to have it. That would not be allowed. Okay, we continue. Ezo b'chal nachla ula kohen. So who is a b'chal nachla kohen? Obviously, the regular case. We're talking about unusual cases. Hamapeles, if a woman miscarries, but really an unformed baby. Shvir, an embryo. Mali mayim, mali dam, mali geninim. Not formed yet at all. Hamapeles kimin dogim b'chal gamim shkatsim urmasim. Hamapeles liyom arboim. Right, day 40, not after. Right, day 40 or earlier, any of those that's not called a vlad, and therefore haba acharehem b'char l'nachla ula kohen, full b'char afterwards. Yotzei dofen v'haba acharav. What about a cesarean section and the one who comes after cesarean section? Shnein ena b'char l'nachla ula kohen. Both of them are not b'char l'nachla because yotzei dofen is not, as we'll see, and haba acharav is not the first, and there's no pidyon haben. Rav Shimon Omer, Rishon l'nachla v'ashin l'chamish shlam. Rav Shimon argues, the yotzei dofen is a b'char l'nachla, and the second one is the first pederechem. And therefore, you'd be chayiv in pidyon haben. Rishon l'nachla lo, why is the first one not l'nachla? According to the Tanakama, v'yoldu lo be'inan. Leida excludes yotzei dofen. Tosas discusses whether this is true, because you find elsewhere that a leida does not exclude. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. But that's number one. L'chameis lo amnami lo. But and also, he's not, you can't, he's not pigeon a bed, peterechem be'inan. And they're, neither of them are peterechem. Or the first one. Sheni l'nachla lo reishis ono be'inan. And he was not reishis ono. L'chameis lo amnami lo. Ksavar b'chor l'davar echa. Lo avi b'chor. And therefore, just because you're a Bechor in one sense, you're not a Bechor in the other sense, and therefore no Chameis Lam, no Pidyon HaBen. Rav Shimon Omer, Harisha L'Nach, Lavasheni L'Chameis Lam, he argues, Rav Shimon L'Tamei, Da'amar Teled, L'Rabos Yotzei Dofen. Teled includes that, Vasheni L'Chameis Lam, Ksavar, Bechor L'Davar Echad, Havi Bechor, and therefore the second one would require Pidyon HaBen, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but then we will continue again. Today's Shiva was sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Shachter, Yitzhak Aryeh, Ben Menachem, Mendel.